Hello and welcome to the Best Life Podcast, where we here at Ultra Federal Credit Union are helping you live your best life. I'm Tony Beyer, and I'm so happy you're here because this topic that we're talking about today is an exciting one. I mean, I've been excited for all of our topics, but this one in particular is very near and dear to my heart and also my work here at Ultra, and that is financial wellness. And as the financial wellness coordinator at Ultra, helping others improve their financial well-being is something I'm passionate about. And in this episode, we'll be talking about a new tool Ultra has to help you assess your financial situation and connect you with resources to help you stay financially healthy. In just a moment, we'll speak with someone whose company helped us develop that tool, John Thompson. He is the president of Attune. It is a company that helps businesses measure financial wellness. Pretty cool. But first, I'd like to introduce Lori Horstman. She is our VP of Member Experience here at Ultra. Welcome to the podcast, Lori.
Thanks, Tony, for having me.
And I'd also like to welcome to the podcast a familiar voice. She was actually on our podcast talking about nonprofits and the NetGiver app a couple months ago, our VP of Marketing, Cheryl Dutton. Welcome back to the podcast, Cheryl.
Great to be here, Tony.
Excellent. So we're talking about financial wellness today, and I'd like to start off with you, Lori. What is financial wellness and why is it important?
I think financial wellness is really important just because, you know, it provides our members and our staff with really the knowledge and the information that they need to make informed decisions. I think it takes, you know, if you're financially well, you're going to really have less stress in your life because you're not worried about where you're going to pay your next bill. So that's why I think it's really important. It's important to know where you save your money, how you spend your money, and that's really what we're talking about here today.
And Cheryl, I wanted to get your thoughts on financial wellness and just how do you define it and why is it so important?
Well, as Lori said, it's a cause of a lot of stress. And so being well, you need to be financially well. And we're early on in this journey by providing tools and best practices to help our members be more financially well and recognize where they are in wellness.
And something that Ultra has done to help our members with financial wellness and really identify where they are, we've partnered with a company called Attune. They also work with the Financial Health Network, and they have helped us with the Best Life Financial Wellness Quiz. It's available on our website at ultra.org. And Cheryl, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about what it is and what those taking the quiz can learn from it.
Right, Tony. We partnered with the Financial Health Network. They've been doing work like this for the last couple of years. And really, it's a two-minute quiz. It's not a survey. It's not a major research project. It takes just 2 minutes for you to complete. But it will tell you where you are on the spectrum of financial wellness, and it will help you with tips and tactics to get more financially well and to achieve your goals.
Oh, that is fantastic. And Lori, I wanted to ask you, you are our VP of Member Experience. When I ask about our members, you know, why is it important that our members take this quiz and what can they get out of it? And what is Ultra hoping to provide with all this?
Yeah, I think for our members, it's a great way for them to pulse check, so to speak, where they're at in their financial wellness journey and to really look at what areas are they doing very well in and what areas maybe is there some opportunity for them to improve. And it's strictly confidential. As Cheryl said, it takes a very short period of time, but it's confidential. And at the very end, it really gives you some good information as far as what do I need to do? So it's not like you have someone looking over your shoulder and telling you what to do. You get to choose what you want to do and what area you maybe want to focus on. And I think for our members long term, it helps them develop kind of a long term strategy for, you know, setting themselves up for retirement and what they want to do long term. And I think that's a benefit to everyone, not just the member, but, you know, society as a whole.
Excellent points there. When it comes to the quiz, like we said, it's only 2 minutes. It's very quick, doesn't take up very much time, gives you a lot of information, a great assessment of what you're doing well and maybe areas of improvement. And Lori, I was curious, what information do we gather with this? And what would you say to anybody that's hesitant about taking this quiz?
Yeah, there's really only about, I think there's like 10 or 12 questions. It's not really that long of a survey. And really what we're getting at is, you know, how do you go about saving? Do you save at all? Do you need to think about how you want to save for the future? We look at kind of your spending, you know, how often do you pay bills on time versus how often are you not paying them on time? We look at some of those insurance things and some of those retirement things as far as planning. So I think that it covers all of kind of those four core areas of what I always like to term as life skills to make sure that we're developing those life skills so that we have the resources to be successful and be able to, you know, retire. If you really want to retire at 65, you can retire at 65.
Yes, absolutely. If we can help our members do that, absolutely, we want to do that. And Cheryl, I wanted to ask, I know that we've just rolled this out a couple weeks ago. Where do we see the quiz going? And are there any plans to enhance the program or anything like that in the future?
Absolutely, Tony. So we have set up a page on ultra.org with a bunch of financial resources. There's Bonsai, there's coaches, there's Green Path. There are so many ways that we can help our members be financially well. And so we will continue to add resources. We'll continue to guide our members. I mean, our mission is to make all Ultra members financially well. And so they can retire, as Lori mentioned, or they have enough money to help their children with college, or maybe they just have a dream that they want to accomplish, and we can help them do that.
Absolutely. It's all about that vision that we have, you know, helping our members live their best life, which is definitely at the heart of what we're doing here at Ultra. And to talk a little bit more about the quiz, which you can find on our website, it measures financial wellness. We'd like to welcome to the Best Life Podcast, John Thompson. He is the president of Attune, and we really appreciate you taking the time for the podcast, John.
Great. Thanks, Tony. Looking forward to the conversation.
I'm looking forward to it as well. So, John, tell us a little bit about your role with Attune, and also tell us about how Attune and how it relates with the Financial Health Network.
So the Financial Health Network is a national nonprofit organization. It's based in Chicago. It's been around about 17 years now. And the mission of the organization is to improve financial health for all. So it's about 80 people in the organization focused on working with credit unions, banks, fintechs, and the surrounding ecosystem to find ways to include the customer, the member, the employee as part of the problem that we're trying to solve. We're not just trying to make money. We're not just trying to drive value for shareholders. In the process of doing this work, we're actually trying to help people as well. And so the organization is really focused on helping the companies that we work with do that better. So that's the Financial Health Network. I've had the pleasure of working there for about 8 years and have been there for almost the entire lifespan. So I've just been around the organization. You know, it's such an inspiring mission to kind of connect the outcomes for members with the outcomes of the business. You know, and that's a natural thing for credit unions. But, you know, like we'll talk about here in a little bit, we're trying to make that more real, more actionable, more quantifiable. And to the second part of your question, the Attune platform specifically, and that's online at attune.co, represents a piece of work that we did at the Financial Health Network during 2020 to take all of the work that we had built around measuring financial health and turn it into a technology platform that companies can use to measure the financial health of their members or their employees, and then, of course, help improve it.
That's great. And John, it sounds like what's at the core of what you guys are doing is talking a lot about financial wellness, financial health. Why do you think financial health and financial wellness is so important, and why have you made this your mission?
I think a couple of reasons. First of all, of course, it's personal to all of us. You know, each sort of person, each family, each household, in a lot of ways, this is what we want, because being financially healthy, financially well, allows us to do the things that we want in our life and do it with confidence and without anxiety, so on and so forth. So from a personal standpoint, it's fairly obvious. But if you were to look, for example, at almost every credit union website or banks or other kinds of companies, they say they want to help their customers, or that they're in business to help their customers, or that they actually do it. But how do they measure that? How do they know it? How do they connect the things that a family, a person wants for their life, for their financial life, with what they actually do? And so part of why we have invested in this concept of financial health is we can connect the outcome that a person or a family desires with a set of metrics that a business can manage to, because that's what businesses do. You know, they set goals, they achieve those goals, they exceed those goals. And so we're trying to build something that allows a business to connect their outcomes with their members' outcomes.
Yeah, and talking about those outcomes, I was curious, John, when you take a look at the results, you know, not only from our quiz, but also quizzes that you've done with other organizations and businesses, are there any themes? Are there any, you know, general trends when it comes to financial wellness?
Well, a couple of things that I might point out. We have been studying financial health as a concept for about 7 years now, and watching trends change in the country. And so, I mean, obviously the country and regions and parts of it and our economy have gone through massive changes in those 7 years. But at the time, one of the things that we really started to learn is that under the veneer of what looked like a really healthy economy, you know, nice macroeconomic indicators, people were really struggling. And, you know, it's just hard to see through the averages sometimes. And that's part of why we built this. At the time, we could see that less than a third of people were financially healthy. And that was true in a lot of ways, regardless of income, which a lot of ways we think, okay, if I just make a lot of money, then I'm going to be financially healthy. Right. Not true. It's not even the top 10 most predictive indicators of financial health. It's important that we have a good income, a predictable income, a stable income, but it's not the only thing that matters. And, you know, so I think that sort of disconnect from what the quote unquote economy feels like to how financial health is something that's, I think, really important. Through that process, I think a couple of other trends that we've really noticed, how critical it is to be saving with a plan, not just haphazardly or randomly, like it's one of the most important indicators. Even if you're not making a lot of money or don't have a lot left, just be intentional about that saving. And obviously that's stuff that Altra talks about, that's stuff that a lot of financial institutions talk about, but it's a central component of financial health. And I think maybe what other trend that I've noticed a lot through this research is that most people, when they are thinking about the long term, they're actually thinking about the short term, or they're thinking about soon or not too far away. And it's really important to kind of have these different distinctions about what's happening today, what's going to happen next year, what's going to happen 5 years from now, and orient the, you know, the decisions you make around that.
That's great advice. And again, we're speaking with John Thompson. He is the president of Attune. It's a company that helps businesses and organizations measure financial wellness. And John, you just said, even those that are making high incomes, they can still have money problems. So just throwing more money at a problem doesn't always make that problem go away. What are some general tips, or what are some things that you recommend, even little steps, that can help people improve their financial wellness?
The things that we found, just an interesting example from our research, about a third of the financially healthy households that we studied, that we were able to diagnose and discover, you know, made less than $60,000 a year at a household level. And in lots of cities in this country, that is just not a lot of money. It's really tough to manage. But they have set up good, solid day-to-day systems where they have visibility and control about the things that they're spending their money on. And, you know, obviously, I think that really, in a lot of ways, is at the core. That's what so many of the tools that Altra has built, others have built, that give us sort of crisp, clean visibility into what's happening this paycheck, next month, next quarter, and really making sure that we're ahead of those kinds of things. So, like, in a lot of ways, that dealing with the spikes and dips in income and spikes and dips in expenses that come throughout the year, just get out in front of those. Don't let yourself get caught scrambling. And the second tip that I would really suggest is, even if times are thin or margins are slim, just the basic action of saving with a plan, even if it's a little bit, $5, $10, $15, $20, get that process going for everybody in your household that's making money. If your children are working, if your siblings are working, like, everybody's got to have that particular discipline and contribute to their own part. And I think the other thing that I would really suggest is one of the hardest things to do when you're in a tight spot is to take a step back and build a plan that thinks longer term. And so when I say longer term, at least 5 years out. Where are we headed? What are the things that I can do to connect what I'm doing today, next month, with that outcome I seek? Because if you don't plan for it, everything's going to have to go right for it to feel better. And that's not really the way we need to be with money.
In this episode of the Best Life Podcast, we spoke with Lori Horstman, who is the VP of Member Experience at Altra Federal Credit Union. We were also joined by VP of Marketing, Cheryl Dutton. And zooming into the video chat to be on the podcast was John Thompson, who is the president of Attune, the company Altra partnered with to make the Best Life Financial Wellness Quiz, which you can find on our website at altra.org. Well, that's going to do it for the Best Life Podcast, presented by Altra Federal Credit Union. We appreciate you taking a moment to learn how you can live your best life. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to cover, shoot me an email at tjbuyer@altra.org. And who knows, it may even make it into a future episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the Best Life Podcast pretty much wherever you get your podcasts, or find it on our website at altra.org. Thanks again, be well, and we'll talk to you again soon.